I'd also reference the Taoiseach to the meetings that we had in 2016 and 2017 when he was minister, and he had agreed, and there was a whole outlaid plan of how they were going to get more endocrinologists and how the centre of excellence was going to be developed for paediatric care. So on the paediatric care, we never got the paediatric with endocrinologist was never advertised or put in place by Silcha. The centre of excellence has never been developed. But on adult care is what is in crisis at the minute because we have no endocrinologists in Letterkenny. There should be three. We have no podiatrists. There should be two. We have no ANPs, and we believe there should be at least three. So, and no psychology. Everything, every support that is needed for adult type 1 care in Letterkenny Hospital is non-existent. There, they have some of the staff in Letterkenny Hospital are working very hard under terrible conditions to try and provide care that the endocrinologists and all should be providing. But because we don't have them, there are other doctors that are trying to step up to add on some care. But it's totally inadequate, and it really is critical in Letterkenny.
And this is something that you have repeatedly raised with SEALTA as well, and you have specifically asked them to implement an emergency support care plan at Letterkenny University Hospital. But to date, there's been no action, unfortunately.
No, there hasn't actually. I've been going through my notes, and it turns out it was 2012 was the first time we met a Minister for Health from this current government that have been in power since then. And we have met them multiple times. Silcha just have been refusing to implement any of the government or HSE care guidelines are not being implemented by Silcha at all in Letterkenny. And it's a scandal. And I have no idea why they're not doing it. But something needs to happen. And as I say, it's gone from bad to worse. We almost had two endocrinologists there recently. But the second one came. He only stayed for 3 weeks. And then he left because of inadequate resources. And then the existing endocrinologist, he resigned when we believe it's because he just couldn't cope with the pressure anymore of trying to offer care without adequate resources. So it really is dire straits in Letterkenny Hospital for diabetes care.
And what is the reality for these patients who are waiting some years to be seen?
Unfortunately, type 1 diabetes is a condition that you cannot control. It's very difficult to live with, but the main side effects is your eyesight, your limbs, your circulation. So we will have the serious concern that, especially now with no podiatrist in Letterkenny Hospital, that if people are admitted to hospital, well, they can't get appointments to get outpatients. It's up over 3 years now. They're waiting to get outpatients appointments. The government guidelines are supposed to be seen every 6 months. So now they're turning up and their health could be deteriorated so much that they have to be admitted. So there's a lot of pain and suffering happening because of this lack of services and the proactive lack of Silcha in implementing correct staff.